Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to the Brittany the Host podcast. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you guys for rocking with me each and every episode. We're past episode 50, you guys. Like, we're on 55 now, I believe. So that's amazing. And it is Leo season slash Virgo. Well, Virgo season will be coming up very shortly because I'm a Virgo. August 24th is the birthday and I will be 32. So I'm super, super excited about the things to come. And speaking of things to come, the Democratic Party, Democratic candidate for president, Joe Biden, announced Kamala Harris. Excuse me if I'm saying her name wrong. I've heard it different ways. I believe it's Kamala. So I don't want to butcher that. So forgive me, sis. But yeah. But we have a black female VP candidate. So she's on Joe Biden's ticket, which is super excited because I don't know where you guys are listening from, but if you're not in the States, God forbid if anything were to happen to the president, then the vice president takes over. So the vice presidency is a very, very big deal. And I'm not saying that to, I'm sure most of you all know that, but you know, you never know where people are listening from who don't understand our quote unquote democracy or anything like that. So I just want to break that down. So that's pretty interesting. And here in America, we are facing very interesting political times. I won't get into that. Because it's personal and how I feel about that. But one day I'm going to speak on it. You know, I'm going to really, I mean, I probably feel the way the majority of the world, of the country, of my people feel. So put two and two together. But anyways, it's a very interesting time because, you know, there's different debates going on. We have people who are super excited. We have people who are disappointed. We have people who aren't impressed. We have people who are, you know, thrilled. There's a lot going on in the midst of that. And there's debates on her character as a woman and the things that she's done in her past, because she was a prosecutor for the state of California and she put a lot of people behind jail for minor, I guess, marijuana crimes. Just, you know, yeah, stuff like that, political stuff. And some very serious. I'm not trying to downplay that part, but I just challenge anybody out there, especially women, especially us black people, to, regardless of how we feel personally about somebody's character, right? Or if somebody, not somebody's character, let's not, that's the wrong thing. You should always judge somebody by their character, but somebody's quote unquote reputation. Regardless of how we feel about it, whether we're excited or we're not, something I saw Charlamagne post, which I reposted, which I think is super, super, super important right now amongst anything else. And I'm going to find it real quick to just share it. And it's, here's what I do know, whether you like Kamala or not, Kamala, I'm so sorry, girl, I'm sorry, Kamala. I think that's how you pronounce it, Kamala. So he said, here's what I do know. Whether you like Kamala or not, the current administration is going to unleash a disgusting and disrespectful attack on her, mainly because she's a black woman. We have to protect her and uplift her as much as possible throughout this campaign. Now, I don't know if y'all remember, because we were a lot younger, at least my generation was a lot younger at this time. Politics was something that we really just, I mean, some of us were into, I'm not going to lie, because we were in college, but a lot of us, I didn't know, didn't care, didn't really know too much about politics, nor did I give a crap about politics at this time. But when President Barack Obama was nominated for the Democratic ticket, being our first black president at the time, we did not know if that was even possible, gonna happen. Like, y'all kind of rewind a little bit. If you're older, you remember this time, rewind a little bit in your mind and really remember that thought of being kind of like blasphemous. Like, there's no way a black man is gonna make it into the White House. Like, it was not, there were a lot of jokes about it. Nobody kind of took that seriously, kind of how a lot of people didn't take the current presidency, like the current president when he was running, they didn't take that serious at first either. So we have this black man, the first not the first person to run for office as a black, but somebody who actually was nominated a black man. And how much scrutiny he went under and how much people attacked him, and how much he was just picked apart. And he took it on the chin. And at least to what we know, right? And his wife was being targeted, everything. There people were just disgusting, but the climate at that time was not the social media climate we have now. Like, if y'all rewind that, back in 2008, Instagram really wasn't created. YouTube was not the platform that it was. People were not making digital content at the rate and having opinions put out there at the rate that they have it now. Most of the things that were going on with President Obama were in the media, newspapers, magazines. Like, people were still buying tangible reading materials. It was not saying that things weren't digital, but there weren't as many options digitally as there were when he went. Now that there is social media and people's opinions are gratified more and more. Like, I just remember back in 08, I don't even know if Twitter was like, and that could be depending on how I went to Prairie View A&M University at HBCU. So Twitter was around, but that's not how people communicated where I was. Like, Twitter was there. People knew about Twitter, but where in my world, it was not really relevant. I remember one time I was on Twitter and got myself in some dumb beef that had nothing to do with me because I didn't really understand how it worked. I was talking crap about this girl and she saw it and I was like, ooh, let me delete it before I get into a fight, before I get beat up, because I didn't understand how it all worked, I guess. That's how new it was. And Instagram was yet to be a real thing. If it existed, nobody really knew about it. Like, I don't remember Instagram being something that people did on a consistent basis until 2012 when I graduated college. You know what I mean? So think about back then. Now that we are in a space where social media and all of our opinions are broadcasted, I think that we have to be very mindful of the actions that we take, the things that we speak on publicly. And I'm not trying to like shun anybody's personal opinion on people at all because, hey, we live in America. We have the right to freedom of speech if we don't have a right to anything else. That's one thing that I can say for the most part is protected. For the most part. Not saying that things don't happen here and, you know, whatever. But our freedom of speech and what we tweet and what we put out is that's our freedom. That's our right. But I do want us to be mindful that regardless of how you feel, this is a moment in time where we can now, not saying that we haven't, because I feel like we've, as a black culture and as black women, have been celebrating each other a lot more and have been up in ourselves. We stopped calling each other bitches and started calling each other queens and sis. And I see the black female community as a very positive one. Are we perfect? Perfect? Absolutely not. Do we have flaws? Of course, but who doesn't? But I will say that our genre and our demographic as black women, and that includes black trans women, we are very positive nonetheless. We are go-getters. We are entrepreneurs, the highest ranking entrepreneurs. We make millions and we spend millions and we look good. We praise each other. We support each other. A lot of our female black businesses are thriving off of female business, black female business. Because if you notice, a person that has a business that is a black female, 9 times out of 10, her target audience are black women. I don't know too many people. I know like onesies and twosies, but I don't know too many people that have a big brand in the social media space or the whatever, and they don't target black women. So just let that marinate. What we do and what we say and what we put out there right now is very important. Not only do I feel like this woman needs protection, I also feel like she needs our vote. They need our vote, period. And I'm not telling anybody how to vote, what to vote. This is not that type of show. But don't be so woke that we re-elect somebody that's not for us. At least, regardless of how you feel about some of the things that she may have done sitting in certain seats, that we don't have somebody in there that doesn't know our struggle, doesn't know our pain. You know, grew up with a mom and a sister and went to Howard, was the only black female in said rooms, you know, carried herself, you know, well. But again, nobody's perfect, you know what I mean? So I say that this is a moment in time where we kind of put our differences aside for the greater good. And even though this is probably not the piece of pie or the slice that you may have wanted, this is all we got. It's like us sitting at a table, right? You know how when you're a kid, you'd be like, oh, I want McDonald's. And your mama's like, no, you're going to eat what we have. And if you don't eat, you're going to starve. So either you're going to eat this chicken, this mac and cheese, and these green beans again, or this spaghetti again, or you ain't going to have nothing to eat. That's kind of how I feel like we have. But not to say our dish is pretty good. I haven't really gotten to the scope and did a lot of digging about Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or whatever like that, because at this point it doesn't matter. Like, we know what we're up against. We know what's out there. We know what's coming. We know what we've been through. Like, it takes a very long time to build anything, whether it be a business, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a muscle, whether it be losing weight, whether it be good grades, whatever the case may be, it takes a very long time to build something and takes seconds to destroy something. And I'm not saying that this is like a team that's going to come in and rewrite history and make everything go back to normal. Absolutely nothing will ever be the same. There is no make America great again or make a great America how what. Like, there's no such thing as going back. Even if you had the exact same thing time now, it's never going to be the same. So we now have the opportunity to rewrite our future and our children's futures and at least get rid of tumors, at least get rid of cancer, at least, you know, let's go through some chemo, you know, all intents and purposes. And I wish I could really get raw. And this is a reason why I want to leave the military. I'm not even going to lie, y'all. I am so proud to serve my country. I have for a long time. And this is my podcast. I'm going to speak on that. And it's nothing that I have against the armed force or anything like that. I'm not trying to speak down negatively about the government, anything like that. But my freedom of speech is choked up. And this is one gift God gave me for sure. But I always try to be real and I always try to be as respectful as I can. But I really wish I could get into it, but I'm not. But if you got common sense, put two and two together, please. Just for me for a little bit. Just hold on. Hold on. But I really feel like this is a time for us to come together, for us to show our strength and show our power once more. To not waste any time tearing each other down in any way, because, and I'm guilty of it too, and not saying that I've ever went on just a spree, but I feel like the world does it enough. And if we don't have anything nice to say, then don't say nothing at all. I'm not saying that you have to like vocalize it, you know, campaign or anything, but there's going to be so much negativity from the opposition. Why even hurt our team member? Because regardless, all black women, we're on the same team. Because when they talk about one of us, they ain't talking about just her. They talking about all of us. They call us nappy-headed hoes, bitches, all types of stuff. They're talking about us. They ain't just talking about, oh, you cool. But no. You know, we're all in this. And then if you are a brown sister, you know, our Puerto Rican, our Latinas, our Hispanic women, our Mexican women. I mean, I know they all fall in the same umbrella. Our Dominicanas, you know, just anything. If you guys are our sisters, she wins, you win. You know, because when we get an inch, it opens the doors for everybody else. And I do want to shout out to people outside of the black community who have been supportive, who have posted their Black Lives Matter, who have talked about Breonna Taylor, which she still hasn't gotten justice for her murder. And yes, I said a murder. And we need to keep talking about these things. And I know a lot of us are trying to go back to normal, but do what you can in the way you can. Take your, you know, pieces, piece it up, chunk it up if you can. And try to do the best you can do. but I would just very much appreciate if we don't have anything nice to say, not to say anything at all. And then it's okay to have healthy debates amongst each other or to talk to your counterparts. And it might be some debating in the households if y'all even agree on it or not. But regardless if we agree or not, she's here. She was picked. She was chosen. She's here. So the next question is, what are we going to do about it? And the only thing that we can do about it is exercise our vote. That's all we can do. But I do want to pivot a little bit, because what's crazy is how much power we don't know we have. If you think about, I feel like Black women are sometimes the most hated people on the planet, because we hold something so valuable. And so, like, if you guys notice, we're really put on a pedestal to certain people, because when we make one single mistake, it's like, oh my gosh, how could y'all? Let's talk about this. So for instance, this song WAP, Wet A.P. by Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, which I'm sorry, it's a bop. It's a bop for me. And there have been people who are really trying to drag Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion for this song. Now, I do understand the side of, I have girls, I have children, you know, I'm not with this. But my thing is, why this song? We've had hella songs talking about stuff. And you know how hip hop is, you know how music is, they have to push the bar. So if you're going to feel a way about this song, where was your antennas when we were singing Slob on My Knob? Where was your antennas when we look back at it? Like, hello, our little Kims are, and it's no shade to these women. I feel like it's an empowering thing to talk about how good your stuff is. And these songs aren't for children. So you have to monitor your children. And I know that they can go other places and hear things, but then you talk to them about it. Like, I remember when my sister was younger, right? And we'd be in the car listening to a song and they would be like, Percocet, Molly Percocet. Or when Nikki said, you can't smoke with me, this is a lace blunt. All these little things that I heard, I'd be like, oh, that's a teachable moment. Let's pause the song and talk about what you just heard. What do you think as a young girl? What do you think that they said? And let me break it down and give you some adult pieces of what it is and what you don't do, because you don't do this. Don't smoke no blunt. Don't take no pill. You know what I mean? And I broke it down and I talked about drugs, and it was a teachable moment for me. So my thing is, when we have things like music that we don't agree with, And your reasoning is for the children, either monitor what they listen to, or you use it as a teachable moment. But just because they listen to it now, don't mean they're gonna turn out that way. Listen to all the stuff that we heard growing up. I would be somebody's hoe on the side of the street if Cash Money and Nelly were the dictators of who I became as a woman. You feel me? So what I'm saying, and I say all of that to say, that's a big old soapbox to say that our dynamic is so powerful that every move we make disrupts people. It disrupts a vibe. It disrupts, look at our style, look at how we talk, how our bodies, faces, hair, everything is popular. Because there's something so beautiful and amazing, and something that can't be, it's just organic. It can't even be duplicated properly. Because when they duplicate, they look stupid, if you know what I mean. Everything about us is magic. So because we're so powerful, and because we're so bomb, and because we're so dope, it puts a target on your back. Think about how nobody be tripping off of other demographics like that when they make songs or they do stuff. It's like, oh, okay, because it don't be hot. If WAP was a horrible song, nobody would care. They would say it was stupid. Think about that Life Jennings song, I'm gonna beat you like a slave. Nobody cared about that song because the song was stupid. People feel away because the song is a bop. They feel away because it's two black women talking about the power of they poom poom. And if you are a real adult in a real relationship, or you are a sexually active adult, you already know that that song was relatable. In some, not saying every single line, but in some form of fashion, there was a line you was like, mm-hmm. Especially if you're confident about yours. Mm-hmm, that's me. So we have to protect ourselves. And I'm not saying that you got to go to the bat for Cardi B or Meg Thee Stallion. But one thing that did hurt me, and this is all a conversation of protecting black women at this point, is when Meg got shot in her feet, that there were black women talking about how, oh, this is a setup. This is a story. You know, what is she doing? It's just like, we're still there. You know, are we still there mentally? Like, I don't care what a woman does. She does not deserve to get shot nowhere. And nobody makes stuff. Like, who would shoot themselves? Come on now. Like, we just have to do better as a people. And then sometimes we got to shut stuff down, y'all. Like, respectfully. We have to have conversations amongst each other of what's acceptable and what's not. And if you really feel a way about the music, like if it's just not your vibe, one, don't support it. You don't have to trash it, but don't support it. But two, maybe start a forum where you can address, you know, artists and see if, hey, can we talk about this in your music? This would be not, like, you know what I mean? Like, let's try to be the change that we want to see versus complaining about what we don't see. I don't know. I'm just, at this point, it's just like, you feel me or you don't. But we're very powerful when it goes to being the VP of the United States of America, which is a hell of an accomplishment. Because if something happens to Biden, God forbid, then she would be the president, which is amazing. Or it goes all the way down to us making music. No matter what we do, we will be under attack harder than anybody else. We don't get passes. We don't get freebies. We don't get, you know, oh, poor little black girl. Nobody cares. But we care about each other. And we are strong. We are powerful. Being black is not a curse, baby. It is beautiful. And that's why they hate us so much. That's why they spend time and just, because they just hate. But God has something for us, they can't nobody take away. So I pray that you all are well. I pray that you guys are, if not excited about it, just go register to vote. We need everybody to come together and vote. And again, I'm not telling you who to vote for, but just keep in mind what's been going on and where we need to go. And of course, this isn't going to stop anything. You have to vote locally, at your level, in your, you know, in your districts, in your counties, in your cities, in your states, but register. And if you're doing absentee ballot, the deadlines are a lot different, so you need to check those out. I think I reposted a few on my Instagram, but you need to, like, be registered now and vote in October in order to get your ballots there on time. All right, but I love you guys so much. I pray that you guys are in good shape, in good health, in good blessings. I hope this podcast made sense. I know it's a little all over the place, but I definitely just wanted to articulate my thoughts about certain things and how we as a people, especially as black women, can come together and support each other at a time like this and to keep supporting each other, because we've been doing a phenomenal ass job, if I do say so myself. And I love you guys, and I'll catch you guys in my next one. Peace.